Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Alzheimer's Solution by neurologists Dean Shirzai and Aisha Shirzai is a health and science book about reducing the risk of Alzheimer's disease and slowing cognitive decline through structured lifestyle change. Drawing on their clinical work at Loma Linda University Health and on broader research in neurology, public health, nutrition, and aging, the authors argue that dementia should not be viewed only as an unavoidable genetic outcome. The book presents Alzheimer's disease as a complex chronic condition shaped by vascular health, inflammation, metabolism, sleep, stress, physical activity, diet, and cognitive engagement. Its central practical tool is the NeuroPlan, which organizes prevention and brain health into nutrition, exercise, unwind, restorative sleep, and optimize. The book is written for general readers, caregivers, and people worried about family risk, while also engaging clinicians interested in prevention. Its purpose is not to replace medical care, but to translate research into daily habits that may protect cognition over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Alzheimer's disease is framed as a modifiable chronic condition, not only a genetic fate. A defining idea in the Alzheimer's Solution is the rejection of fatalism around dementia. The Shirzais emphasize that genes can influence risk, timing, and vulnerability, but they do not operate in isolation from the biological environment created by daily life. This framing matters because Alzheimer's disease develops over many years, often alongside vascular disease, insulin resistance, chronic inflammation, poor sleep, and other conditions that are themselves shaped by behavior and environment. By treating the brain as part of the whole body rather than as a sealed organ, the book places prevention at the center of the discussion. The authors are especially interested in the long preclinical phase, when damage may be accumulating before obvious symptoms appear. In that period, lifestyle patterns may have their greatest protective value. This approach does not deny the seriousness of Alzheimer's disease or suggest that every case is controllable. Instead, it argues that risk exists on a spectrum and that many contributors to cognitive decline can be influenced. The practical implication is a shift from waiting for diagnosis to identifying risk factors earlier and addressing them systematically. Secondly, the Neuro Framework turns brain health into five coordinated lifestyle domains. The book organizes its recommendations through the Neuro Framework: nutrition, exercise, unwind, restorative sleep, and optimize. Its strength is that it treats cognitive health as a network problem rather than a single intervention problem. Diet may improve metabolic and vascular conditions. Exercise supports blood flow and insulin sensitivity. Stress management reduces harmful physiological strain. Sleep supports restoration, and cognitive engagement builds resilience. The framework is therefore additive and interactive. A reader is not asked merely to eat better or take more walks, but to examine the daily pattern that surrounds the brain. This is important because Alzheimer's risk rarely comes from one cause. High blood pressure, diabetes, sedentary behavior, loneliness, poor sleep, and chronic stress can reinforce one another. Neuro gives a simple structure for tracking those domains without reducing the science to one miracle habit. The book also includes risk assessment and step-by-step guidance, which reflects its clinical orientation. The framework is most useful as a practical checklist. It helps readers locate weak points in their routine and make targeted changes rather than relying on vague intentions to be healthier. Thirdly, whole food plant-based nutrition is presented as a foundation for reducing metabolic and vascular risk. Nutrition receives major attention because the authors connect cognitive decline with conditions such as high cholesterol, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, inflammation, and oxidative stress. The book favors a whole food plant-based pattern built around vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, whole grains, nuts, and seeds, while discouraging diets high in saturated fat, excess sugar, and highly processed foods. The reasoning is not simply that certain foods are good for the brain in isolation. Rather, the dietary pattern is presented as a way to improve the systems that feed and protect the brain blood vessels, glucose regulation, lipid balance, and inflammatory pathways. This is consistent with the broader idea that dementia risk is strongly linked to cardiovascular and metabolic health. The book also stands apart from brain health guides that focus narrowly on supplements or isolated nutrients. It emphasizes meals and patterns over capsules, which makes the recommendation more demanding but also more coherent. A limitation is that readers may need additional practical support to adopt such a diet, especially if they are changing long-established food habits. Still, the nutritional argument is central because it connects everyday eating to long-term brain resilience. Fourthly, movement, stress regulation, and restorative sleep address the brain environment beyond diet. The Alzheimer's Solution gives substantial weight to non-dietary habits because the authors see brain health as dependent on the entire physiological environment. Exercise is discussed not only as a fitness goal, but as a way to support circulation, metabolic flexibility, mood, and possibly neuroprotective processes. The point is practical. The brain relies on steady blood flow and energy regulation, so sedentary behavior can indirectly contribute to decline through vascular and metabolic pathways. Stress management is treated with similar seriousness. Chronic stress can affect sleep, blood pressure, eating patterns, inflammation, and emotional well-being, all of which can influence cognition over time. Restorative sleep is another pillar because poor sleep is associated with impaired memory, reduced recovery, and increased vulnerability in aging brains. The book encourages consistent, high-quality sleep rather than treating sleep as optional. These domains show why the authors avoid a narrow pill-based model of prevention. They argue that the brain is shaped by repeated exposures across each day. The challenge is that these changes require routine redesign, not occasional effort. Their benefit depends on consistency, which makes the program practical but not effortless. Lastly, cognitive engagement and personalization make prevention an active, individualized process. The optimized part of Neuro highlights cognitive engagement, social connection, purpose, and complex learning. The book presents the brain as adaptable, with resilience supported by activities that require sustained attention, novelty, coordination, memory, or problem solving. Examples often associated with this approach include learning a language, playing music, dancing, meaningful social participation, and other mentally demanding activities. The deeper argument is that passive entertainment is not the same as cognitive challenge. Activities that stretch ability may help build cognitive reserve, making the brain better able to function despite age-related changes. The book also stresses personalization through risk assessment, because a person with poor sleep, diabetes, isolation, or high stress does not need the same starting point as someone whose main issue is inactivity. This individualized orientation is one of the book's broader strengths. It prevents the program from becoming a generic health checklist and encourages readers to identify their most relevant vulnerabilities. At the same time, the book should be read with realistic expectations. Lifestyle intervention can be important for prevention and may support cognitive function, but it does not guarantee reversal in advanced disease or replace diagnosis, monitoring, and medical care. In conclusion, the Alzheimer's solution is best suited for readers who want a prevention-focused, lifestyle-based approach to brain health, especially people with family history of dementia. Adults entering midlife or later life, caregivers seeking clearer context, and clinicians who want a patient-friendly framework for discussing risk reduction. Its practical benefit is the way it translates broad research on aging, vascular health, nutrition, exercise, sleep, stress, and cognitive reserve into an organized plan. Intellectually, it encourages readers to think of Alzheimer's disease as a long, developing disorder influenced by multiple body systems rather than as a sudden and isolated brain event. What makes the book stand out from many dementia books is its integrated neurostructure and its emphasis on modifiable risk factors rather than only medication, genetics, or caregiving logistics. It is more programmatic than a general science overview and more prevention-oriented than books focused mainly on living with a diagnosis. Readers should approach its strongest claims with appropriate caution, since Alzheimer's disease remains complex and not fully preventable in every case. Even so, the book offers a coherent and evidence-aligned case for earlier action. Its distinct value lies in making brain health concrete, measurable, and connected to everyday routines without reducing it to a single cure or isolated habit. If you would like to support Dean Shirzai, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.